tonight's episode was all about being yourself. Will and Grace After Show, stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We made it, you guys. Welcome to the Will and Grace After Show. I'm your host, Louisa Shar, and I'm joined by the lovely...
That's right. I am Crystal McLaughlin. I'm so excited to be back. And unfortunately, my Tay is not here tonight, but she had some other stuff to take care of. But she'll be back next week.
And we have so much to talk about. Tonight's episode was so fun, but I do want to add, we have a fun new segment for you guys. We have some gossip and news with Deborah Messing and more. So before we dig in, I do want to say that tonight was hilarious. But what was your overall thoughts?
Overall thoughts was, finally, Will has somebody in his life.
Yeah.
But we find out more about that later, right?
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I mean, we could even talk about it. Like, the episode was finally about Will. It was centered about Will. All this time, it's been, you know, Karen, her divorce, Grace, and everything.
We still touched on that, though.
We're still in that. But now, finally, Will is coming out of the woods.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And they were having coffee in the morning regularly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Will spots someone very handsome.
Yes.
Or should I say he spots Will?
They spot each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Super handsome, Matt Bomer, right?
Yes,
we're going to say it right
Bomer,
this
we
time.
Said it right.
He plays McCoy Whitman, and he definitely is a hottie patati. Mm-hmm. You can't miss this guy in a room. He spots out Will, though, and it's funny because he likes Will because Will's pretending that he likes RuPaul's race, right?
Exactly.
And he's playing dumb. And, you know, it's funny because I feel like sometimes... I don't know, like, guys like that, which is very weird, very weird.
I think the insecure ones do.
Yes, definitely. The ones who cannot handle those type of men or women.
Yeah, someone who might be just a bit more intelligent.
A challenge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, already off the bat, you know, Will had to play someone else. And I hated that. And I think that was all of Jack's influence.
Totally. 100%. 100%.
I don't agree.
I just love, all I can say is... He played it really well, and I thought it was hilarious that he played Jack. Mm-hmm. And I also just loved, like, seeing Will go, like, that's really low of him. If you think about it, that's not really, like, Will's behavior. So getting to see him go to a low point was, like, kind of hilarious, and, like, it proves that, like, even those who are... trying to be perfect all the time can't be perfect.
Yeah, but also, being perfect and everything, but he could have just been himself. And
totally.
I'm sure that would have just saved so much time because, like, okay, for the first date, you know, Will was being himself, making dinner, and Jack had to just walk in and change everything. And throughout the night, we see how cocky McCoy was.
Yeah, but I don't think it would have changed. Well, here's the thing. I think that if Will was himself, like McCoy had said, he doesn't want to date somebody like that. So there would have been no date.
Mm-hmm.
There would have been no fun episode.
Nothing.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, I don't know. I don't see this as being like maybe the end of McCoy.
You don't think he's going to come back and
maybe he'll like think about it and he'll be like, you know what? I thought about it and you're right. I am insecure. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on, you know, being with somebody who is challenging me in my life.
Or being with somebody who's my equal.
My equal.
That's what Will said.
Yeah. It's just funny because I feel like I definitely have, again, this is personal, but like I've dated guys who don't like that I'm like so into to what I'm doing in my life. And in my career, and they just kind of want somebody who's just there to fill the space because they have a really difficult life. Being at work, it's like high pressure.
Right.
So watching that episode made me feel some kind of way. I was like, oh, it also happens for the boys.
Because they want you to meet them on their level, which is maybe here, but you're like vibrating on that level.
I wonder if that's like a normal thing in Boys Town. Like if there's always like... I guess like an alpha in the relationship, and if that alpha wants somebody that they can sort of rule over. I wonder if that's a thing. I would love to hear.
Maybe. Well, we have the live chat going on in Crystal's phone.
Yes,
if you guys
I have
are live
it.
With
oh,
us.
Six people are in here. If you guys have any idea, please type it in, because like obviously we are straight, so we don't know, but I'd be curious to know if that's like a thing.
Well, maybe because they don't want to outshine the other person, or they're
control.
Well, yeah, because Will said, you know what, like, you're insecure, so if he can't date someone on his level, because it's also a thing of having stress. A really big head, too. It's like, he's an anchor, he's a news reporter, so during the day, he said he deals with all these people. When he comes home, he wants someone that's dumbed down.
Yeah, so it's like no pressure, right? But like, what fun is that? But I guess, I mean, I don't want to say I get it, because I don't like to date someone who's not
on your level,
on my level, or like,
it's rough, you guys. It's awful.
I preferably like to be around people who are like smarter than me. Mm-hmm. It feeds my soul, my brain, everything. So for me, I'm like, why would you do that, McCoy? You hot, hot man, you.
Or you can be smart in different ways and bounce off of each other. Yeah, I think that's really important too.
Absolutely.
But that whole scene tested out the relationship between Will and Jack.
Yes.
Because he got really upset. He's like, don't call him an idiot.
Yeah. I honestly felt like that was a moment where I was like, I took a step back and I was like, okay, Will, mm-hmm. like, finally, you're saying something that makes sense in this episode, mm-hmm. right? Because he wasn't really doing due diligence to himself and, like, who he is. So for him to kind of, like, stop and take a step back and be like, mm-hmm. you know what? I'm kind of over the fact that you're into this dumb guy because, you know, which is himself, right?
Right.
Into this dumb character that I'm playing. And let me put you in your place. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like,
and I mean, moral of the story is just be yourself.
That was a baby clap.
Yeah, well, that's cute. But like, be yourself. Don't waste someone's time. But also, like, your truth is gonna unfold naturally anyway.
Girl.
I mean, the attorney questions to Jack was hilarious.
Right.
Jude Law, coleslaw, all so good. But before we talk about our other amazing topic, Crystal has some news to share.
I have
you guys.
A special announcement.
Yes,
announcement, you guys. Hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite networks or shows. Sorry, excuse me. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and so much more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. We all know this, right? Yep. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or maybe, I don't know, five YouTube channels. But by you just subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. It really does make a huge difference, you guys, when you guys subscribe and comment and also, you know, find us on Spotify.
Absolutely.
And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, as we all are, especially like through email, don't be, because those are optional. You just click on that and basically you can say, I am opting out. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and then check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. We do reality TV. I mean, there's so many other ones like Netflix series and so on and so forth. Let us know that you did this in the comments, and then we will thank you on air. We love doing that. We've had plenty of people that we've thanked on air. For now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you, Crystal.
I stuttered a little bit, but I made it.
Oh, God, it's Thursday. But again, you guys, we cater to every kind of show. We are a buffet of TV. So
yes.
Anything you like, tune in, like, subscribe, comment.
Absolutely.
And again, Crystal does have the live chat up in her phone.
I'm waiting.
Comment and join in the conversation. So now let's talk about women and power and women supporting
and
each
divorce.
Other. And divorce.
Oh, my God.
So the hilarious Karen, you know, opens up the scene with that, oh my God, hilarious Jew thing.
Yeah.
We'll say later.
That's one of my favorite.
Yeah. Because we have a segment where we talk about our favorite lines from the show. So we'll keep that.
We'll keep that.
But Karen's going through her divorce and stuff.
Yes.
And
it's not really working in her favor, right? So,
not at
all. Of course, you know, girls got to do what a girl's got to do.
Yes.
And if that means she's going to be lightly shady, then she's going to be lightly
gotta
shady.
Gotta do what you gotta do. So again, what's yours?
No. So I thought it was hilarious that she came up with the idea of getting those photos back from Lorraine.
Mm-hmm. Mimi Driver. Shout out to Mimi Driver.
Yes, amazing. She looks amazing.
Yes.
Oh my God, so funny. She's just so hilarious, by the way. I mean, the fact that she's dressed up like she's
a stripper.
Well, she is a stripper, but dressed up as like a Jew.
Yes,
doing the whole dance and everything was hilarious. I hope that didn't offend anybody.
Sucking Hem Palace.
Yeah, Sucking Hem Palace. Brilliant. Oh my God. The writers are just
we can't even say it anymore. Can't. Just brilliant.
I know. When I watch it sometimes I think, can I say that? Can we say that on air? They've said so many things on air that I'm like, oh, they said that?
It is perfection.
It's so perfection. So seeing Minnie Driver Lorraine, aka mm-hmm. Lorraine, mm-hmm. there and doing her old tricks mm-hmm.
hustle
yeah, yeah. whatever. It was just a good time getting to see that. But I think the biggest thing that I took from it was especially this episode was that even I was surprised by Grace and her support for Karen. Mm-hmm. So we've got Will supporting Jack and now we've got Grace supporting Karen. And these are the two people they're always kind of going head to head with. Mm-hmm. And they were there through the most difficult moment. And I thought that was really cool. I loved that Grace was just like, no, 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 I don't want to strip. But for my friend, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And then she's in her Spanx and she's just with so a sarong funny. And she's it's so wrong. She looked amazing still, but yeah. I was just like, oh my God. Hilarious.
Yeah.
And then down even to, what's her name? Karen mm-hmm. doing the little lap dance and
reverse cowgirl.
Yes. All yes. that stuff. And just reverting back to her old ways. Yes. You think for a moment oh, Karen, she's giving Lorraine a pep talk. We're the same people. We need to be on the same team. Grace is over here saying the same thing. And then all of a sudden she's like, she takes the phone in.
Yep. Slick.
She takes the phone in somewhere. they kind of slightly initiate where it is, but we've got an idea where it might be.
So funny.
And she doesn't fight her for it,
No,
what did you think?
I think that's the whole part of that scene, which I love,
support.
Where women supporting each other, because Karen said, look, this man messes up both of us, mm-hmm. literally screwed us and screwed us over. So,
right.
So let's support each other. I'll give you the pictures, get what's yours, make the money, whatever you have to do. But also that whole those three women, Grace supporting Karen.
Yes.
And in the day, Lorraine supporting Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Grace said in the beginning. Why can't this be about women helping each other?
Yeah,
absolutely. And I loved it. I like how Karen started off really light and fresh,
yeah.
warming her up, buttering
yeah,
her
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then at the same time, he has pictures of her and Malcolm.
Yes.
So she needs the footage.
Oh, yes, she does. And she should get it, And I think Lorraine deep down inside understood that. She was just like, all right. Well, it was funny because if you think about it, it's full circle because you see Lorraine having a conversation mm-hmm. with, I guess, her manager at the club.
Yeah.
Over and over again, telling them, trying to, I guess, defend herself in those different
yeah.
moments of, her being up on stage and him, trying to tell her what to do. So it was just, this moment of, again, women supporting mm-hmm. women and women sticking up for themselves. It was just a good episode for not just supporting one another, but also sticking up for ourselves as human beings. Because, Will, he stuck up for himself as well, right?
And he was true to himself.
He totally was.
This is who I am, but also you can't treat my friend like that.
No.
I didn't like McCoy's character. He was one of those, stuck-up news personalities.
A hot one.
Very hot, but still.
I know.
But I'm sure he's not like that in person.
No,
but I just
not.
Don't... Well, I don't see him forming a relationship with Will, but we'll see how the episodes unfold.
Yeah, we'll see.
But what did you think about Karen and that cute little kid when he came up to her and said, I have a $180 bail bond.
He's so funny.
So funny.
That's just who Karen is. You can insult her in one way, and then the next you can say, I got a $180 bond, and boom.
And
she's like putty in your hands.
And Grace, going down on the pole and her back
going out.
Like,
oh
it's
my God,
so
my
Grace.
Back hurt when she did that. It was like, oh God, I feel you, girl.
I just feel like overall, it just showed that if there is a man in a woman's life and somehow he's caught up in the middle of two women, end of the day, I think those women always come together because they see the man is the jerk. And the, you know what I mean? Like, dude, you're getting played by this guy. You know, come together and let's figure this out.
I wish more women were like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, right?
Yeah. And I think more women need to be like Grace and just take one for the team. And if you need a strip for your bestie, you got to strip for your bestie. Right, Crystal?
Don't get any ideas, girl. Because I'm not to it.
But, you know, it just, that's what I like with the episode. It was divided up to two kind of ways where it's like, you know, Jack and Will and that
that's
union.
That's what I was saying.
It's the just, same.
It was great to see, you know, because I feel like Grace and Karen, they're always having like some sort of banter and disagreement. Same thing with like Jack and Will. Like, because, you know, Grace and Will are like, you know.
Always.
Two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
So it was just good to see them kind of like separate themselves
and have the support from a woman.
Yeah, and just having support for each other outside of like Will and Grace, you know what I mean? So
doing their own thing.
Yeah, no, totally. And you know, all I can say is this episode just reminded me of like, you know, perception and perspective. And there's so many things that, you know, we try to be, especially like Instagram.
Oh, gosh.
Perception.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, so deceiving.
I was just having a conversation today with one of my friends, and she was like, oh, you know, my really good friend, her and her husband are like pretty much like separated, but they still have all their pictures up on Instagram. It's still brand new. Like, and it's still, you know, he's still posting, and it's so weird, you know?
Everyone,
so perception, again.
Everyone tries to live up to that social media image.
And I think that's why this episode was important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it just showed how nothing is ever, you know, as perfect as it seems.
No.
Especially with social media and the filters. But not even that. I know a lot of people who are in relationships and, like you said, they're in such heartbreaks, but they post like, oh, my God, you're the love of my life.
Yes.
No.
Just be real. Be yourself.
Just be yourself. If you're having a bad day, talk about it. Maybe you can relate to someone
Absolutely.
And help someone through that.
Absolutely.
You know? But, yeah.
And just even today, what I was like, I'm so overwhelmed before I came here.
Yeah.
And you're like, breathe. And I was like, I wasn't breathing.
Yeah. She was like, I don't know what I'm going to wear. I'm going to be casual. I'm like, just breathe. Live in the moment.
You're living in the moment.
Give 100% to each task that you're doing. Yeah, and then she texts me this other thing. But anyway, you guys, so let's talk about our special segment. And this is where we write down our favorite line from the show. And there's always so many, but we try to narrow it down. So, Crystal, let's start with yours.
So many.
I have some funny ones, too. Like.
Okay, so the beginning when Karen says, she answers the phone because it's, you know, her divorce lawyer.
Oh, my God, you got mine.
And he's like, she's like, what's up, Jew? And then Grace is basically like, oh, my God, Karen. She's like, what? It's my divorce lawyer. He's Chinese, and his name is Jew. And then he says, my name is Joe, and I'm Korean. She's like, by the way, you guys are killing it at the science fair. Dead. Like,
genius.
So
like, I can't.
Funny. So funny. And I love, here's the thing about that. I'm a big advocate of being able to laugh at yourself. Mm-hmm. Being able to, like, poke fun in a non-hurt, like, to me, that's
not. In a safe
not,
place,
yeah,
kind
of. Yeah, in a safe
of.
Place,
yeah.
Right? So, like, I'm Hispanic, and I feel like there's tons of Hispanic jokes out there, you know? And I try to remember not everybody thinks like me, but I think it's
amen to that.
Great when you can poke fun at yourself. If someone calls me wetbag, I'm like, and so what?
They call you wetbag? Oh, my God.
Just for fun.
Okay.
Just, like, and maybe,
in
a joke.
Yeah, of course.
You know, maybe, like, in a joke context. And I never take it personal. I'm just like, yes, I am. Look at my hair. It's so wet. You know what I mean? Like, I just joke about it. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Not everyone thinks like that. So that, I thought, was really hilarious. And same thing even with the, like, whole mini driver pretending like she was a Jew stripper. Like, that's hilarious. Some people would be offended by that. Some people would be offended by the Chinese comment, right? Or the Korean comment. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that Will and Grace also is, like, saying, like, have a sense of humor a little bit.
You
make
know,
fun of
having
yourself
fun,
a little bit.
Yeah. Adding this light kind of air to the situations of today, especially with everything in the world. And right now, well, Will and Grace right
with
now.
With good taste, though.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't say certain things, okay,
well,
Roseanne?
Of course. Well, yeah, and get fired. But, know. Like, with the political climate now, with everything happening, this show still educates us with such a way where we can laugh and say, hey, we're human.
Absolutely.
Let's laugh at ourselves. Yeah. And how you laugh at yourself, it comes from confidence, too, though.
All the time.
You have to be confident to do that.
All the time.
You know?
And then I loved when Grace was putting money in Lorraine's, you know, her little side thing.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, what are you doing? She goes, I gave you a five. I'm making change. That was hilarious. Jack saying, exclaim, exclaim. And then... the old sucking it up phone comment about Karen on on Lorraine. And then, of course, the last one was when Jack said to Will, William Elizabeth Truman. I mean.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, again.
Come on.
The vocabulary, the words. We don't know where you guys create it. You guys are unicorns. Oh, like, vocabulary unicorns. That's what you are.
Yes. Let's hear yours.
Yeah. So I have a few. Let's see. Okay, this is my favorite.
It's hard to narrow it down to just one.
I know.
They're so good.
We never have one. We never. Forget about that.
We're greedy.
So mine is in the coffee shop when they just met McCoy. Okay. And you know, Jack looks at his face and, you know, he's just so handsome and his skin is flawless. And then McCoy says, if you're looking for a port, you're not going to find one. And then but Jack said, you're a dolphin. Good.
I wish I was a dolphin.
Me too.
Wait, how did they do it?
I don't know. I don't want to try. I don't even know how to do that. But smooth.
Oh, there we go.
Did you do that or did Steven do that? Oh, okay. I thought Steven probably added it. Our producer.
It's me.
Okay, so.
I'm special.
So you're a dolphin. I love that one because it was. What? Crystal, you're crazy. How do you do that?
I don't know. So I've been practicing for years.
Oh, God. You live in the water. Okay, so that one I love. And then, oh my gosh, when Karen says to Lorraine, you know, something about your legs and stuff, like you being the British Open.
Yeah.
Referring to a sexual statement, obviously. Funny. Amazing. And then, so that's that. You're a dolphin. And then, where is it? Suckingham Palace. Brilliant title.
You really love that
one. I love that. Suckingham Palace. And then you have that one. Suck up the phone. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my gosh. My favorite.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
We have too much fun here.
I know. How are we on time? Okay, no, we're good.
Okay, we're good.
We're good. So when Jack... No. When McCoy says, how many, like, you're a professor, you know, you have a degree or something, a law degree. Yeah. And Jack says, well, I have so many degrees, right? He says, if I have any more degrees, I'll be a thermometer. Brilliant. That was
like, it's a dad joke a little bit, you have to admit.
But it's funny. It's hilarious. I never heard that. Hilarious. In my 24 years of living.
Uh-oh.
I stole that from Jack.
You know, I have to say me neither in my 21 years of living.
Okay, and then last but not least, you guys. Okay, this is when McCoy's leaving and says, you know, he's mad about how all the hot ones are taken and stuff. He says, all the good ones are either smart, taken.
Sorry about that. No, sorry.
Smart, taken, or Anderson Cooper.
That was hilarious.
You guys, Anderson Cooper is so cute. Hot. So beautiful. Oh, shout out to Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, shout out.
The Silver Fox. Beautiful, beautiful.
Call me.
Oh, gosh. Okay, you guys. So that was amazing. We had so much fun during that segment. Okay, now we're going to talk about news and gossip. Because we could talk about the show all day. So, okay, so... we have a fun video with one of the characters who was starring tonight in Will and Grace. He is Adam Rapponi. He is a
ice skater,
an Olympian, you guys. And we have this video. We got it from today.com. I do want to mention today.com. And it's so funny. And it just shows about how excited he was to be on Will and Grace. So we can watch it right there. Yeah, I love Today.
Me too. Oh, all the time.
Who's here? Adam Rapponi, dazzled up by Liza Pyeongchang, and this way.
How cute is he?
He's taking adorable. His talents and his star power on TV. This guy is going to guest star on Will and Grace.
Of course.
Do you love that show?
Oh, I mean, I've watched Will and Grace for so many years, and to be on the show is, like, so surreal. Like, so don't get it twisted. Yeah. Like, I have, like, 3 or 4 lines.
I love it.
But, like, also, I feel like I may get an Emmy.
Are you going on as you?
No, I'm a character.
You are?
I mean, I'm mostly a character.
You got a hint?
I'm like a barista. Okay. You got to start somewhere else.
Yeah, yes, you do. Yeah. You remember his line from the Olympics?
I do. It was the greatest.
Hoda asks him.
Yeah, I said, oh, my God, who is having a better time than you at the Olympics? And you said?
And I said, probably somebody that actually won them.
You announced a little while ago that your Olympic career is officially closed.
I did.
So what's ahead then? What's next for you?
Hoda.
Yes.
You tell me.
You have a million possibilities.
Well, you know, I've been so lucky to work on so many fun projects and get to meet so many people. And I started writing a book.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What's it about? Just your story?
Okay. The thing I know the best.
Yourself.
You? Myself.
Yeah. And what are you coming up for the holidays? Big plans?
I'm working through the holidays. Yeah. Hey,
so are we.
Gotta hustle.
Make that money, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to be here in New York during that?
Well, I'm going to be here in New York in 2 weeks. I'm going to be filming with Samantha Bee. We're filming her Christmas special on ice. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
I get the sense that you're about to make your foray into television.
I really hope so, because I feel like at home here. You know, like Hoda has bare legs, and I want to bare my soul.
When you're back, would you come co-host our third hour with us?
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah, we're good. It's wrapping up. But how funny is that?
Oh, my God.
How natural is he?
He is hilarious. I want him to be my BFF.
Right?
For sure.
And I always wonder, how did they scout him? Like, how did the producers, did they look at him and say, hey?
Probably, you know, they knew he was in retirement.
Right.
And they've probably seen a ton of stuff that he's in.
So
not
good.
To mention, he's absolutely gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And
beautiful.
Adorable.
So
great
hot.
Personality.
Yes.
Funny. He's just charismatic. Why would you not want to be around this guy?
Right. And then now he can break into acting and
get
signed and do
get
more
it.
Stuff.
The hustle.
Yay,
the
right?
hustle.
Hustle of the holidays, you guys. We're working during the holidays,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
So, okay. And then also fun news about the cast.
Yes, Deborah
you guys,
Messing.
Yeah. Deborah Messing is nominated for a Golden Globe.
So amazing.
Yes.
So
we're gonna clap for you, and woo-hoo. She's nominated for Best Performance by an Actress in a Television Series, Musical, or Comedy.
That's right.
So well deserved.
And I love that it's so funny, you guys. Like, we started watching Will and Grace, and prior to watching it, Ave Maria came on.
Yes.
And then when we were watching the episode, that came on the episode. Like, we heard it in the studio, and then it came on in the episode. So I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
She obviously is not the greatest singer.
And we're just proud of it,
show,
though.
But it's just so funny. I'm so glad to see a woman winning.
Nominated.
Well,
yes,
she's gonna win.
Absolutely.
Come on,
I hope
Come
so.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, she's. I can share too. She's also the nominated women are Kristen Bell, Alison Brie from GLOW, Deborah Messing, Candice Bergen, and Rachel.
Ooh, so many good women.
Brosnahan. I don't even know if I said that right. I'm sorry if I damaged it or not, but I love that show, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. That's right.
Oh, yeah, very good.
But I do want to say we support all of these women.
Absolutely.
But of course,
see, we support.
But Deborah Messing
other.
Is in our heart.
Yes, of course.
And we would love for her to win.
Yes.
And okay, time for predictions, Crystal.
Ooh. And now, you're after Buzz TV.
You're having a lot of fun today.
Okay, so let's see. I feel like we're not done with Hottie Patati with Mr. Whitman.
Oh, no.
I think that he'll be back. I predict that, let's see, Grace and... oh, God, her new beau. What's his name? I'm blinking out right now.
Oh, my God. Don't do that to me right now. Stop it.
I'm totally blinking out right now.
Ross. I just go by Ross.
We'll just say Ross. That's awful. That's
so
awful.
Yeah.
Dang it.
You guys, comment. Let us know what his name is.
Why am I blinking out? Anyways, so I believe that his daughter and Grace will hopefully, have this. I think I said this.
Noah.
That Noah's daughter and Grace will finally, have this, I don't know, maybe a slumber party of some sorts. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know, maybe
Don't
Noah,
call Karen over.
Yeah, well, That would be the best part. I feel like Jack actually would be the best part. Yeah. But I feel like maybe they'll have like a slumber party or something. I feel like I'd like to see Jack and his fiance together. There's not a lot. Yeah, where is he?
They're gonna call it off.
And then, of course, I would like to see what's happening next with Karen and Stan because, like, obviously, there's a lot of drama there. Mm-hmm. And I want to also see that cute little puppy who was in the episode last. Shushu?
And we saw Shushu live at the live taping.
Aw, Shushu.
Yeah. Karen was so, so attached to her. Mm. Yeah. And, you know, it was such a professional puppy, too. Like, you know, the management team and everything posing her. It's so cute.
So what about you, girl?
So I am kind of worried about Jack and his fiance. Where are you? Right? Something's off. Yeah, I just feel like maybe he's doubting it, or maybe they're having a kind of off moment and he doesn't want to share it with his friends. I'm not sure. And I do see Will and McCoy actually dating and him getting to know the real Will. Ooh. And he's going
to
help.
Who's going to come back to who?
No, McCoy's going to come back. Okay. And he's going to say, look, help me be confident with myself because I am an intelligent, like I'm an intelligent man, but also I want to connect with an intelligent man just so we can bounce off of each other. Yes. Why do I have to stoop down and date
someone who's not? Power couple.
Will's going to help him with his intellectual side. So that's that. And then, okay, with Karen, I really feel like she's going to win. She's going to get the pictures and hopefully everything with her and Malcolm will kind of go under the rug. And I don't know.
I feel like Stan is in it to win it.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm rooting right now more as far as love. I want Grace and Noah to really just kind of elevate it. Maybe even have a baby one day. I don't know. For the
you're digging real deep.
We'll see. We'll see what happens, you guys. Well, and I mean, in the meantime, you guys, you know, comment, like, but where can everyone find you on Instagram?
You guys can find me everywhere on social media at Crystal823, Crystal with an I, not a Y. And I'm no longer doing the Shaws of Sunset, so you can't find me there anymore. Southern Charm should be coming out soon. So hopefully within, I think, probably next year in March. So I don't even know why I'm mentioning it.
Well,
but we will be
something
here.
To look forward to.
Yes, but we will be here next week. I love this show, and I cannot wait to come back and see the next episode because it's so good, so funny.
Awesome. And I'm Louisa Shar. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Louisa Shar. I'm also on Facebook at Louisa Shar. And, I'm on the Ray Donovan After Show Sunday nights at 7 p.m.
That's right.
So until next time, you guys, bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.